It seems that in today's gospel, everyone, there's a bit of irony. And here's why I see a little bit of irony. Because the very thing that Jesus came to give this man with leprosy, Jesus himself lost. What do I mean by that? Well, what did he come to give the man with leprosy? Well, he came to give him freedom. Because to have leprosy meant he would have been ostracized in a whole host of ways. He would have been avoided by any family or friends because they didn't want what he had. He wouldn't have been allowed to worship in the temple because he was seen as unclean. So this man basically couldn't do anything. He had no freedom. And yet Jesus came to heal him, to make him clean, to make him pure. And by doing that, by working this miracle, we hear in the gospel how then he lost freedom. How did Jesus lose freedom? He couldn't go anywhere. It says it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. So Jesus lost, in some way, the very thing he gave, freedom. But I hope you catch something. Jesus really didn't lose his freedom. In fact, he was made even more free through this whole event. What do we mean by that? That the reason he wanted the leper to not tell anyone was because he knew they weren't ready for it. Because he knew what the people of Israel were expecting in the Messiah. What were they expecting? One thing, liberation from the Romans. That was in the people of Israel's mind what it meant to have a Messiah. And Jesus saying, you guys have no idea. The kind of liberation I want to give to you isn't simply some type of political freedom. I want to give you freedom of heart. I want to give you pure hearts. I want to give you hearts that are made entirely for me, that can worship me in a very, very free way. I think oftentimes we limit what we want God to do for us. I think oftentimes we underestimate what God can in fact do for us. Jesus didn't just come to give us some type of a political freedom. Jesus came for way, 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 way more than that. He came to give us freedom of heart. Freedom to not be burdened by anything other than, in some ways, his love. Let's not underestimate what God can do. Let's have high hopes, great expectations for what God wants to do in really the most important place. It's right here, in our hearts.